Charlie's pilot's son Jesse's first sheep hunt took place on Mount Gordon among other snow-capped peaks of the Wrangles. It was in the days before the National Park Service entered the scene and stopped hunters from hunting and flyers from landing. It was during the time when Alaska was for Alaskans, when wilderness meant something entirely different than the definitions and restrictions given and forced upon us by those in Washington and regulated by the superintendent of the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. Those were the days never to be forgotten. Days when Alaskans were in charge of Alaska, when government regulation was an invitation to enjoy the freedom of flight, fishing, and the farness of the real Alaska. Then came the keep-out regulations and restrictions forced upon us by Big Brother and his park ranger bullies. Charlie, a post-World War II Stinson Model 108-3, flew from her tie-down at Anchorage International Airport to the hunting area across from Gold Hill. Circling low and carefully looking over the surface of Nebesna Glacier and finding a long flat area free of holes and cracks in the ice, Charlie's pilot pointed the plane's nose into the wind and landed uphill on the glacier's back. Short field procedures were executed. Flaps were quickly brought up on touchdown and brakes were applied hard, bringing the 1948 vintage airplane to a safe stop. Charlie's pilot taxied Charlie to where they intended to tie her down and leave her while they went chasing sheep around Mount Gordon. Charlie's pilot used 18-inch mountaineering ice screws for anchors to hold the bird on the glacier in the event wind decided it didn't like 857 Charlie parked on top of Nebesna. The hunters spent the first night in a tent on a glacial moraine sand hill off the side of Nebesna. Along about morning, the wind decided to test the ice screw anchors and tie down ropes, as well as the tent's wind-shedding ability. Tent, ice screws, and tie down ropes passed the test and beat the wind. Before they left the glacier for Dahl's bedroom, they gave the ice screws another couple of turns into the million-year-old ice and checked all tie down knots. For the next 5 days, Charlie's pilot and his sons roamed around Mount Gordon, camping in a different spot each night. As in all sheep hunts Charlie's pilot had been on, the hunters had their share of rain, snow, and blow. Toward the end of the week, Jess's creation of Jonathan Browning filled the measure of its creation as Jess joined the ranks of the few who have taken a pure white sheep at the top of the world. As the hunters began their downhill climb to their winged transportation back to civilization, they could see the red and white Stinson parked on the spine of Nebesna's glacier far below. The mammoth size of Nebesna dwarfed the little flying machine, resting on the river of ice where they had left it days before. They decided the mountain and the plane's size seemed to grow as they lost the perspective of hugeness of Nebesna. When they reached the airplane, they discovered the ice screws lying on top of the ice and the tie-down ropes listing limply under the wings. They had not counted on the glacier melting as fast as it did, more than 18 inches in just 6 days. Had the wicked wind returned before they did, the flying machine would have been nothing but a pile of twisted aluminum and airplane fabric in one of the crevasses down the glacier. As it was, a kind breeze began to blow from down below, giving them the advantage of a downhill into-the-wind takeoff. Clearing the glacier, Charlie climbed to altitude and in minutes traced the route the hunter had taken days to walk and climb. Little did they know, as they flew under the tops of Wrangell and Sanford, that this would be Charlie's last freedom flight in this area of Alaska's wilderness. With the passing of hunting and flying as they knew it, they also suffered the loss of even their individuality. Where once they were one against the elements, they are now grouped with the masses, restricted to a TV-like experience with the wilderness, while the National Park Service holds the land in trust for who knows what, except for the continuation of the regulators. They have lost the freedom to the real Alaska, which is only a memory in the minds of those who were here when the land beckoned and free men could answer and take their sons to the tops of the mountains to stalk sheep.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail. and practiced ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.